Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to our third lesson as we do our study on the book of Proverbs in this pod class. We're going to jump right in. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for another opportunity to come before you to read your word, to study your word, to teach your word. God, I ask that you would give this, bless this time, allow this word to manifest itself in our lives, give us opportunities to start acting this stuff out, and I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So we're going to just jump right in, picking up where we ended last time. We were talking about wisdom. I believe the last thing that I stated was that wisdom occurs when knowledge produces obedience. That was the final closing thought that everybody should have been thinking about this week. So as we begin to study this book, what we need to do is allow the Holy Spirit to straighten out some faulty thinking and to set us on a corrected course. Do things God's way and you'll be more successful in every sphere of life. Ignoring divine wisdom will ignore divine wisdom and you will fail. Do things God's way or ignore divine wisdom. And if you ignore divine wisdom, you will fail. Like we already said, true wisdom comes from God. True wisdom is connected to serving God. True wisdom is given for a purpose. Applied wisdom leads into purpose. Those who have wisdom are identifiable. True wisdom is required to do the work of the Lord. So let's think about those things real quick. True wisdom comes from God. True wisdom is connected to serving God. How? True wisdom is given for a purpose. Applied wisdom leads into purpose. And I mean, honestly, when you think about it, it really isn't that profound when you put all the pieces together. If true wisdom comes from God and wisdom occurs when knowledge produces obedience, then it rightly so applied wisdom or applying wisdom would lead us into our purpose. So there's so many people, you know, I'm seeking my purpose and, you know, reading books. Why on earth am I here? No shade, you know, to the book or whatever. But it's just, you know, they're wondering these questions. I'm trying to find my purpose. A couple months ago, well, probably a year now, we've been in this pandemic so long. You know, Pastor, I think, was preaching and, you know, was talking about people looking for their purpose. And it's like, what are y'all looking for your purpose? You know, read the book. Read the book. The Bible, that is. Read the book. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to look for it. It's there. And at the time, I thought it was profound when he said it, but even thinking about this, it's like, oh yeah, if I apply what I know, which will lead to obedience, then technically my purpose is going to find me. So I think we need to take a step back and think about that as we walk and journey through our lives. You know, are we being obedient? Are we applying the knowledge that we know to our lives? If not, no wonder, you know, you may feel like you're lost or you're confused. You can't, things just don't seem to be going right, or, you know, you thought you would be in a different place right now that you're not in, and that causes frustration, anxiety, depression. Well, are you applying the wisdom that you know? Are you applying knowledge? What are you doing? Take a beat, think about that, and I'm going to jump right back in. Those who have wisdom are identifiable. True wisdom is required to do the work of the Lord. Now, with all this in mind, one would ask, or one may ask, why did God give us this book of wisdom? And when we read Proverbs, we find that that explanation is right there in the first few verses. So I'm going to take a minute and read Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. I'm going to read it in the King James, and then I'm going to pivot and read it in the God's Word translation. All right, so Proverbs 1, verses 1 to 6. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, again, this is why we're getting this book, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive in the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise and their dark sayings. I'm actually going to go into verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. All right. Now I'm going to read it in the God's Words translation. So this is Proverbs 1, actually verses 1 to 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, who was king of Israel, given to grasp wisdom and discipline, to understand deep thoughts, to acquire the discipline of wise behavior, righteousness, and justice, and fairness, to give insight to gullible people, to give knowledge and foresight to the young. A wise person will listen and continue to learn, and an understanding person will gain direction. To understand a proverb and a clever saying, the words of wise people and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Stubborn fools despise wisdom and discipline. Don't be a stubborn fool out here, y'all. And I'm saying that as much to myself that I'm saying it, you know, to you guys, all right? Don't be caught out here being a stubborn fool, despising wisdom or discipline. Or no, if you are not applying knowledge, if you are not being, you know, utilizing wisdom, if you are not disciplined, you a stubborn fool, all right? So, you know, just something to kind of keep in mind. All right, so a question was, why did God give us this big book of wisdom? It's right there, verse 2. To grasp wisdom and discipline, to understand deep thoughts, King James says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, right? So he gave it to us, number one, to inspire reverence and obedience within our hearts, to know wisdom and instruction. Knowing wisdom, again, means putting into practice what we know. Failing to do so is the definition of foolishness. The aim is to bring divine truth into proper focus, which will give us the ability to look at life through God's eyes and then live accordingly. It teaches us how to gain wisdom and through the power of the Spirit, obey. Think about that for a second. You know, this is the moments that I wish you guys were here. Like I told y'all, and I think the first one, I have written in my notes thoughts, because that would be the time where we would have discussions about things. And, you know, ain't nobody here to discuss nothing with. And no, Julius, this is not an invitation to come into the podcast. You know, just think about that. Take a minute and think about that, right? It teaches us to gain wisdom and through the power of the Spirit, obey. Number two, also found in verse two, to teach discernment. John MacArthur says discernment is nothing more than the ability to decide between truth and error, right and wrong. Discernment is the process of making careful distinctions in our thinking about truth. And in other words, he goes on to say, the ability to think with discernment is synonymous with the ability to think biblically. The Hebrew definition, again, talking about discernment, is basically to separate or to make distinct. It's the ability to look at a situation and clearly see all of its moving parts. A discerning mind has the ability to think critically and to distinguish truth from error and to anticipate the likely consequences of any given choice. Okay? So number one, why are we given this book? To inspire reverence and obedience within our hearts. Number two, to teach discernment. And then number three, to develop alertness in our walk. Verse three again says, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. And that's in the King James. The God's Word says, to acquire the discipline of wise behavior, righteousness, and justice, and fairness. This book makes us alert for our journey. So think about it like this. What happens when a driver is no longer alert? They're going to swerve. They may crash the car. you know, two extremes. But that's what happens when you're not paying attention, when you're not alert, right? So this book is to help us remain attentive to our surroundings and aware of potential dangers and pitfalls. Number four, to establish discretion and purpose in life. Verse four, God's word says to give insight to gullible people, to give knowledge and foresight to the young. All right. So here we're talking about the simple or the naive. We hear the term simple a couple times in the book of, when we're doing the study of Proverbs. So to be clear, a simple person is someone unsuspecting or untaught, right? The simple person is one who refuses the simple person who refuses instruction becomes a fool, right? So the simple is like a step away from becoming a full out fool, all right? Those who have not experienced much life or have not benefited from education, right? They are like workers without tools, warriors without weapons. They approach life poorly equipped. This book offers intellectual and spiritual tools or weapons to the naive and young. And let's be clear, this is regardless of age or experience. All of us remain young and naive in some aspect. These passages equip us for life's challenges. The wisdom of God offers hope to all of us who are wandering aimlessly and lacking purpose. Number five, to cultivate keenness of mind. And to be keen is to have a quick, penetrating intelligence. Synonyms like being acute or being sharp would apply here. Verse 6, to understand a proverb is a clever saying, the words of wise people and their riddles. Divine wisdom gives our minds razor-sharp edge. Now, remember, sharp blades like this require applied friction to stay sharp. The Proverbs prepare our minds to slice through layers of false information to the core of the truth in any matter. This enables us to review and review and reflect on information and then create an effective plan of action. So that's why we were given this book. Number one, to inspire reverence and obedience within our hearts, to teach discernment, to develop an alertness in our walk, to establish discretion and purpose in life, to cultivate keenness of mind. So I'm going to close our time today with some reflection questions that I found. Think of a significant decision that you've made in the past. What additional insight emerged when you consider that situation from the divine or the vertical perspective, meaning God's view, right? Now, thinking about the outcome of said situation, said decision, rather, what impact did that perspective have on your decision? And what is there anything that you would have done differently? That's the first question. It's a two-part question, right? The next one I want to kind of give you guys to reflect on is, people can be called wise only when they behave wisely. Education and insight aside, does your behavior reflect wisdom? Ask someone. Ask a friend. A friend that tells you the truth, not a yes man. Ask a friend to answer that for you. Does your behavior reflect wisdom? And that whole education and insight aside, because some of us think that, you know, because we got all the degrees, you know, we wise, and that is not always the case. All right. That doesn't mean anything. You can have all the education in the world, but can still act foolish. You know, so again, ask someone, who is in your life, who has no problem telling you the truth. All right. Again, y'all are not here to answer these questions in real time. So, like I said, in that comment section, put your feedback in. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know. Answer these questions there. Share with one another. Do it in the chat. It doesn't matter. I want to hear from you. Let me know what your answers to those questions are, what your thoughts on to this lesson as a whole. All right. again, one more time. Why did we get this book? Number one, to inspire reverence and obedience in our hearts. Number two, to teach discernment. Number three, to develop alertness in our walk. Number four, to establish discretion and purpose in life. And number five, to cultivate keenness of mind. Thank you, Lord, again for this time. I ask that you would allow the word spoken today to take root in our hearts. Allow us to be wise by applying what we know, applying what we're learning to the daily things that come up in our lives. I ask all these things in your precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you all, and I hope you all continue to have a wonderful day. Thank you.